Bill Martinez.
People hang on his every word, even the prepositions. He could disarm you with his looks or his hands. Either way, he can speak French in Russian. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. Hey, it's good to have you with us, talking about... we're going to talk food, okay? Are you hungry? Well, fall brings shorter days, cooler weather, and a new menu of delicious seasonal foods. And as your schedules get crazy with fall activities and holidays, it can be a challenge. Stay on track with better food choices. But, lucky for us, we got a chef in the house. Chef Nick Raff is with us. He's going to show us how to ease into the season of comfort foods and decadence with a little less worry by sharing his top tips to eat healthy this fall. Okay, are you in? He's also going to share some of his favorite new nutrient-rich fall dishes like cauliflower rigatoni, in light onion cream sauce. Are you getting hungry already? Cauliflower rigatoni fresca with shrimp, both made with cauliflutels. Yes, cauliflower-infused pasta, along with hearty vegetables like spinach and mushrooms. Chef Nick Raff, Director of Culinary Research and Development with Noodles and Company, joins us now. Chef, how you doing?
I'm good, Bill. Thank you for having me.
Hey, great. I'm excited about this. I mean, we love to talk. I don't know. I think we have a hungry audience all the time. And anytime we can talk food, they're all in here. So let's give them what they're looking for. Let's talk about your top fall food tip.
Yeah, my top fall food tip. Okay. How about eating seasonal? During the seasons throughout the year, nature provides us with all kinds of foods to eat healthy, optimally. In the fall, it's things like broccoli and cauliflower, other squash, maybe dark leafy greens. Those are great things to add to your fall diet. Add them in fun ways, Add it to a zucchini noodle or add it to a kafloodle, as I like to call it.
Those are
great ways to get plant-forward into your diet, really.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the challenge is with the holidays, we know traditions, you get all the traditional sweet foods and, cinnamon and pumpkin and all that. And, it can knock us off just a little bit. But you've got ideas on how we can indulge during the fall holidays, but also stay healthy when surrounded by all these seasonal goodies, right?
Yeah, it's about being strategic. It's so easy during the holidays to load up your plate with heaps of all the foods that are around you, but my recommendation really is to be a mindful eater. Choose the items you really want to have and eat those, and maybe skip the ones that you could do without. Mm-hmm. It's kind of quality over quantity, and slow down. Something I do is I actually set my fork down in between bites because it kind of establishes a slower pace and prevents me from overeating. The brain typically takes 20 minutes to catch up to the stomach before you feel fully satisfied. So just kind of a tactic I use to not overdo it during the holidays.
Yeah, my doctor also recommends, Chef, is that chewing is good. It's okay. Maybe, when the fork is down, maybe take a couple extra chews. It's not like you have to sit there and, be a cow and, like you're chewing on your cud, but maybe just a little bit more, like, part of the slow down process, huh?
Yeah. Enjoy the meal. I mean, mm-hmm. it's not just dining. It's the experience. Enjoy the whole experience. The holidays are meant to be fun, and it's more than eating. It is truly about enjoying friends, family, and the experience you all have together. Great conversation.
And I'm glad you brought that up because eating is relational, isn't it?
Very much so. It's funny, in our household during the holidays, everybody's involved in the cooking. So I would tell you that preparing the meal is as big a party as the event itself.
Isn't that cool? Because people always want to be a part of of the process and even the presentation as well, but of course then you've got all kinds of conversation going on in the kitchen. It's amazing how because for me I like bigger kitchens. I get claustrophobic in small kitchens, but I like welcoming big kitchens. I imagine you do too.
I do. Yeah, it's the bigger the kitchen, more people you can get in there, and the more synergy and more energy that happens during the process. It's a fun time. It's a lot of fun.
Well, Chef Nick, you talk about this season that we've got great seasonal foods that are available, and these foods are providing optimal health for us. Like you mentioned, broccoli, cauliflower, kale, pumpkin, roasted squash, dark leafy greens, all great choices. You've got good healthy choices or a bag of potato chips. But, and the one thing about these good choices is it comes with less guilt, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. You feel better about yourself. I think you actually feel better in general.
Yes.
It's not just body healthy, it's mind healthy also. And I know that when I'm eating healthy things, I feel better about myself in general. It's definitely a boost in my own personal morale, for sure.
Right. And I like that you said, get creative with your veggies. Incorporate them in fun ways, like choosing plant-based pasta dishes made with zucchini or cauliflower noodles. And it's amazing. We do a lot with zucchini these days. In fact, that's kind of our go-to pasta these days.
Yeah, it's, Noodles & Company, we have a category called Zoodles and Other Noodles. And we've always got at least one to two dishes in that category that are built around the zoodle itself. I would tell you it's very popular with the guest, and it's a great source of vitamin C, potassium. It's got great loads of fiber, all these things that really help your body function at a higher level.
And what you said earlier is so true, and that is that you feel better when you're eating right. I mean, when we've had guests over and we've served zucchini instead of pasta, they first kind of look at us like, really? And then afterwards they go, wow, this is, first of all, it was good. And secondly, I don't feel bloated. I'm usually waiting for that bloated feeling after having a dish of pasta, if that's fair to say. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. And the mind fog,
yes.
it lifts. When you eat healthy like that, you don't get that mind fog that comes with eating maybe not so healthy, when you get into those processed foods and things. People don't realize that actually affects how your mind functions.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, you say that strategizing is key as well. It's easy to get carried away at holiday meals by mindlessly loading your plate with heaps of every dish available, right? So you call it practicing mindful eating.
Yeah, quality over quantity, choosing items that are better for you, staying away from the we're all going to dip into the stuff that maybe isn't so great for us during the holidays, but just knowing that moderation is the key to that. Don't just pile it on. Those are the things you want to moderate for sure.
And sometimes when you have those sweets, it triggers. It's like the dominoes fall, and that's what you have to watch is that whether it's potato chips or there's a certain type of cookie that's seasonal to me that just buckles my knees, and so I have I have to be careful when I get around those cookies. You know what I'm talking about?
For sure. For sure.
But you say, and also talking about, slowing down, that it does take time for the whole digestive process to work out. And, and when you go there for the season and you're thinking, okay, hey, it's about friends, it's about family and relationships and all that. If that's the star and the food is a complement to it instead of the other way around, then maybe our approach to seasonal dining and snacking and entertaining can alter just a bit, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's really the food is really what's bringing everybody together. What occurs around the food is more, in my opinion, important than the food itself. It's getting together and sharing stories or catching up with somebody maybe you haven't seen in a while. That's what it's really all about.
Right.
The food's just kind of the facilitator of the whole event.
Right, exactly. Well, Chef Nick Graff is the Director of Culinary Research and Development at Noodles & Company. Nick, one of the big problems that we have during the holidays is when we dine out. What advice do you have for us to stay on track when dining out?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's really easy to get off track when you're dining out. I would say don't let your nutrition go by the wayside. You know, choose establishments that have a wide variety of options for you to be able to make those healthy choices. In today's dining environment, that's not hard to do.